Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Latote. Brand sizing is all over the place, and it can be hard to find your size in different brands because a size 8 is not the same. Take the stress out of getting dressed. Get the right styles in your right size delivered to your door. And when you're done, you don't even need to wash it. You just put it in the bag and send it back. I find Latote is a wonderful solution to my wanting to own less items, but still have something fun and new to wear. With Latote, you can rent unlimited fashion, just wear, return, and discover fashion that fits you better. It'll take the stress out of getting dressed. Go to latote.com, that's LETOTE.com to get started. And be sure to enter the promo code MINIS at checkout to get 20% off your first month. Again, that's latote.com and enter your code MINIS. One of the topics people often write to request is around the area of self-love. And that's what we're going to dive into today, because the more love we have for ourselves, of course, the more love we have to give away. So go ahead, close your eyes and begin your process by taking those three deep breaths in through your nose, maybe sighing out through your mouth, rolling your shoulders back a bit or wiggling in your seat as you breathe and be. Imagine how it would feel right now to breathe in peace and exhale self-doubt. I'd like you now to consider in your mind sometime in the past day or week or month when you found yourself really beating yourself up for the things that you should or shouldn't be doing. Maybe it was around a food choice. Maybe it was around getting homework done or not. Maybe it was around making a mistake at work, yelling at a loved one, perhaps. And as you remember this time in your mind when you were beating yourself up inside, I'd like you to imagine what it would be like if that you who was falling short in some way, if that you were to step out of your body and you were to see them standing in front of you as a little 5, 6, or 7-year-old version of yourself, the little kid version of yourself. And if you, as an adult, were speaking to that little kid version of yourself, what would you want them to hear instead? What words of strength and love and encouragement would you give them that would allow them to set aside the guilt, the shame, the frustrations with themselves and move forward? To learn from mistakes, but use them as opportunities. To joyfully look to the future and the opportunity to do it differently the next time. Imagine yourself giving that little you a big hug, giving them all kinds of love. And how might your life change? How might your feelings and reactions rearrange if you could do this in the moment of your life when these things come up for you? to stop to take a breath and imagine that little you and give them love. And that's not to say that we're letting ourselves off the hook. We're just loving ourselves despite the fact that we are perfectly imperfect. Because with love, all things can move forward and magic can happen. And taking a few deep breaths now as you continue to just consider what other parts of you right now here today would you like to imagine, see, step out of, let them be little kids and give them hugs and love and smiles and kisses. What encouraging words would they need in order to move forward with joy? Each and every day, in so many ways, you're all getting better and better all of the time, and that feels so good to do it. With love, with joy, with forgiveness. What parts of you inside would you like to begin to practice forgiving right now? The mistakes that you made in the past, imagine them stepping out of you. Once again, see them as that little kid version of you who was just doing the best that they could at the time. And hug them. Give them love because you know how bad it feels to already feel bad and then have someone verbally beat you up on top of it. It's just not worth it anymore. Today is the day. It becomes instead a practice of, oh, yes, I see that happened, didn't it? Come here, darling. Let me hug you and love you, and together we will do it differently moving forward. Each and every day getting better and better all of the time. And mistakes are merely opportunities to do it differently the next time. And making mistakes really means that we're learning, we're stretching, we're growing, and that is a beautiful thing. Because one cannot learn to walk if one is afraid to fall down. Falling down is part of the process. So embrace it. Take a deep breath, and you might even find yourself, as you're sitting there listening to the sound of my voice, wanting to wrap your own arms around yourself if you haven't done so already. And give yourself a big hug of forgiveness and love. And when you open your eyes today from this meditation, feeling the love and forgiveness not only within you, but imagine yourself giving it in waves to everyone else too. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis Podcast. If you are looking for some more fabulous guided imagery, guided meditations, head on over to my friend Jennifer DeVue's brand new podcast. It is beautiful. It's called the Tune Into You Podcast. I'll put the direct link in the show notes. Thanks again for being a listener, and have a wonderful day.